Well, so this episode of the podcast that we're recording right now, oh, hi, by the way.
Hiya.
Is a really big deal. What a big deal. So for reasons that you actually probably already know, but we'll come to all that in a minute. First of all, we thought we'd just catch up on what we've been up to. First of all, listener, we hope things have been going brilliantly for you.
Hi, are you like?
You're right. Good.
Good.
Or, oh,
good.
No.
Oh, so sorry.
Things will probably get better. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Stick in
Chin
there.
Up.
That's right. Nick, what have you been up to? And also, how are you doing? And what have you been doing today?
I'm all right, thanks.
Great.
Yeah, I have been eating some soup and also planning a few things for this week because it's my book's 1th birthday.
1th? Oh,
yeah,
so
I was one.
Tell me about your book. What's your book? Like, I've never heard about it before.
Oh, stop it. We don't need to go on about it too much, but it's called On the Mic, Voice Training for Voice of Awareness, Podcasters, Speakers and Presenters. And it was a big week because I've been psychologically coming to terms with the fact that somebody gave me a 2-star review, but wait, not for the reason you think.
Oh.
Was it about the content?
No.
Was it about me as a coach? No.
Ah.
It was because they took affront to the typeface.
The typeface.
Yeah.
Oh, God, some people.
Because I printed it in Dyslexy, which is the dyslexic-friendly font.
Like any right-minded person would.
They said they're sending it back and they didn't read it. I'm like, that's fine. You're not my people.
Right. Screw that guy. Was it a guy? I think it was a guy. I feel bad. No, it was maybe it could have been anybody.
I couldn't possibly comment. I genuinely don't know.
No, also, yeah, it might have been anybody. Sometimes also all females, all genders are terrible.
Just, yeah, all genders are terrible. Thanks. We've been Leah and Nick. Goodbye.
Yes. Is that all of the things? What else have you been doing doing generally in your general life?
Oh, so I've been running some great workshops with Julianne Dean on voice for animation, and I've been doing a lot more corporate work. So I'm getting to like fly around and like teach dead, big, important people.
Not dead ones.
Speak,
not dead
speak
ones.
Better and stuff. No, they cannot speak at all, the dead
no,
ones.
No, sadly.
They're beyond my help. But yeah, I've been like all over the place, like Geneva, Rotterdam, Belfast, London.
So exotic.
Manchester.
Oh, no. Were you in Manchester?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, this is awkward.
Say?
Because I didn't want someone to cook me a really nice lunch. I wanted to eat a terrible lunch.
Great,
so
fine.
I didn't call you.
That's all right then. That's okay. I feel better.
It wasn't time, babes. I promise.
Okay. Totally cool. So this what have I been doing? I'm
what
glad
have you
to
been,
hear
yeah,
you
ask. What have you been up to? What if you give me a second? News just in. Leah doesn't let Nick say anything in good time.
Well. I wrote a little list in case I forgot anything. So this morning,
wow.
So far, so it's only just into the afternoon now. But this morning, I have worked on my Shakespeare monologue that I'm going to put on Spotlight, and I've been working on my standard American accent because it turns out that is the single most useful extra accent you could possibly own as a British person. I have been prepping my script for, and I haven't told you about this, a Channel 4 documentary that I'm narrating this afternoon.
Oh my God,
isn't
that's
that
so
cool?
Exciting. Can you tell us what about it, or is it hashtag NDA?
It's about a fancy hotel. Oh no, I don't think so. Well, they haven't told me that it is, if it is. Oh dear. But it's about a fancy hotel. Yeah, it's great. And also I've been running my lines for a play that I'm in next month, which is I have told you about this one, a revival of a 1980s lesbian farce.
That sounds like great crack.
It is great crack. It's so funny. Like the rehearsal room is just people falling off their chairs laughing because it's so funny. I'm really excited about
nice.
That. Also, I've done 2 lots of laundry and I've prepped the tea for later. And also, Nick, the thing that I did just before this was follow along to your warm-up video ready for this afternoon.
Oh,
I have
great.
Warmed up my voice. Yeah.
Well, I'm really proud of you both for the food prep and the voice prep.
Very good. The rest of it, meh, not so much. Also, one other thing that's happening that I've not done anything about it today, but I'm waiting to hear from the Radio 4 commissioners.
Clang.
If my drama that I've written is being moved on to the next stage of the commissioning process. Which is very exciting.
Who
oh,
are you?
Exciting.
Did you ever think these would be the sorts of conversations we've been having when
no.
we were trotting around the Blue Peter Garden in the dark with you with a baby in front of you and you with maybe the baby inside of me?
Actually inside, yeah, no, I didn't.
Literally inside of me, like trying to get people to come hang out with us at a pub.
I know.
And now you're like all, commissioners, clang. Channel 4, clang.
Yeah.
I'm NDA'd up to my eyeballs with a voice direction
sure.
gig I'm doing at the moment.
Oh,
what?
Yes, you are.
What?
That's not
know,
a joke. That is a very serious matter. You really can't say.
No.
Can't say. No, but it's very big and serious and important.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, no, I don't. And sometimes when I'm telling people these things, I'll be having a conversation and say something like the, you know, blah, 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 clang, blah, blah, blah. And they think that's normal. They think it's a normal conversation to be having. And they're like, oh, yeah, tell me more about that really cool thing. That's interesting. Yeah, go on. And I'm inside going, don't understand. Who am I? I'm saying these words, but it's just little me. So here's the thing. So we have this announcement, which you probably already know about, all about, if you get the newsletter or you followed us online or anything. I think to make the announcement, to actually make it, let's throw to Nick and Leah at VO Social North way back in December 2023.
Ooh. Past. Back in time. Because we are now also epic planner people and goal setters, as featured in the planner, it's sort of meant that we have been getting on very well in our careers and we're just ever so slightly busy. Yeah. What we're discovering is that we don't feel like we have the right amount of respectful time to devote to you wonderful people and the communities around the country to keep making the podcast and to keep having these socials. Yeah. But don't worry! Because we're selling to voices.com! I'm joking! That was a joke. I'm joking. We have found a solution. There are two people who have been involved since the very, very beginning, and they've been very quietly propping up this whole shebang ever since, really, haven't they?
Yeah, for the entire time.
For the entire time.
So we are absolutely delighted, beyond words, to announce that Helen and Rob B of BEE are going to be taking over both the podcast and the socials.
Isn't that exciting? Very exciting. Let us waste no more time and bring in the very special Rob and Helen. Rob and Helen!
Yay!
Hello!
Well, this is great, isn't it?
So great.
This is your podcast now. What do you want to do with it? Go on.
It feels really weird.
Shall we knock it on the head and go to the pub?
Yeah.
Hey, pub!
It's been mad the last few months. December feels like a lifetime ago when we were all stood in that room drinking cocktails and having a Christmas party. It was fun though.
It was fun. It was lovely. I love the social. Love it.
It was cool.
Love it.
You guys got the biggest gift of all. A podcast.
Yes, the biggest gift of all. Lots of work to do.
Yay! Thank you so much.
You're going to be amazing. You're going to be amazing. We've already told you, and we've already told people, and there's a whole like thing online all written out about this. But in case you haven't seen all of this stuff, Rob and Helen have taken over because they are literally the perfect people to do so.
Yeah, the best
they have been
ones.
Involved with the socials right from the very inception and turned up every single time. Like before we get there, they leave after we leave. Like they've always like they're like more the socials than we are. And also with the podcast, they've constantly been a support. They've sponsored it, they've appeared on it with all their knowledge. So when it came to working out who was going to take over the podcast to free us up to do all the big list of things that we were talking about earlier, there was no one else, only Rob and Helen, and thank God they said yes.
It would have been really, really awkward if they wanted to do it.
At least you wouldn't be having this conversation, at least. Yeah. So, you know.
Do you want our life's work?
Yeah.
No?
I don't know about you, Rob, but I certainly feel mildly terrified about even attempting to fill the legacy that you two have set up of the VO Social in general. It's honestly, it's mad when, I mean, it's bonkers. You started off just trying to find other people that you got on with and that knew what your job title meant so that you could actually have a moan in a pub. And there's what, like 10 socials now that are happening all around the UK. We've even got one in Europe. Woo! We've gone international, which is very
so
exciting. So anybody listening and wants to go more international, woohoo!
Give us a shout.
Yeah, and I think it's amazing the community that you guys have built up and the love and the support that's within those groups. I mean, by chance, we managed to get to quite a few of the socials before any of this. Oh, God, blimey. I mean, we were talking about it in spring almost a year ago, probably, when we first mentioned it, which is also terrifying. We've been up to Edinburgh. Rob's been to more than I have because he's kind of popped into a few via tickling tour dates. So when he's been tinkering.
If you don't know what a tickling tour date is, it might be worth explaining.
Don't Google it.
Yeah, we do get some interesting dropout rates on our Google Analytics for Tickling Tour. But yes, Rob.
Yeah, so the Tickling Tour is basically part of my side of the business that we run together is kind of studio consultations and studio upgrades and studio training and things like that. So the Tickling Tour is basically when I take myself off to a far part of the country where I don't live and visit a number of studios around in that vicinity, which just means the call-out charge is a lot cheaper than it would be if I was kind of travelling around to individuals, people's houses, studios, and having a look at the studios on a sort of that one-client travel basis. So yeah, it's just kind of evolved the name Studio Tickling, because that's basically what I do. I just go and tinker in people's studios and make them sound wonderful.
Road tripping Rob in a studio near you, literally in your house if you want him to.
Absolutely.
So what's your what have you been doing so far apart from going global with the socials? What else has been happening?
Apart from that.
So we've had a little bit of a brand refresh. It kind of seemed to make sense for me as a brand designer to do the branding.
It just
felt like a sort of natural thing to do, and it felt like a good time to do it in terms of a bit of a break and change of face. So it's had a bit of a visual facelift. Some of it's hopefully nodding towards the original in terms of colours and the feel of it, and we want it to be fun and playful. And Rob has been working on something you two haven't heard yet. So I'm going to pass over to Rob for this bit.
Yeah, OK. So part of the rebranding process has been to create kind of a new audio brand for the podcast. So I am about to play you the new VO Social podcast theme. Now, before I play it, I'm just going to explain very, very quickly that the form I'm about to play you the theme in, you will probably never hear it like this ever again. This is like a full 1 minute theme, which will be used for the credits. It will go kind of underneath the credits at the end. But it will be kind of cut down for the opening theme, and there will be kind of stings and liners and things made out of this. But this is the basic 1 minute theme.
So pro!
Nick,
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
I wonder what the choreography will need to be.
I really wish this podcast was visual.
Oh my goodness.
That was amazing. I kept hearing, I want to hear all of the tracks separately now.
Because we're in it.
So
we're
many layers.
You are in it.
You are in it.
Your legacy lives on.
Oh.
That is so
that's amazing.
Brilliant.
I love it.
How many people did you get involved with that?
Lots.
That's so good.
So, yeah, every element of that theme tune is the human voice.
Incredible.
So the beatboxing and the Mongolian throat singing are the only bits that I've kind of samples which I've got offline.
We couldn't find a Mongolian throat singer, could we?
Among the voiceover music.
Every single other bit from that theme tune has been given to us by listeners and attendees of the voiceover social. I put a shout out on the socials. I wanted some notes singing, and then I wanted them just to make any silly vocal noises, and they delivered in spades, so I had lots and lots and lots of things to play with.
That is the single best thing I've ever heard.
It's so great. So much personality, and I think it really represents the community social fun vibes That's amazing. Well
just
done.
Wouldn't have happened without the community. It's all of them.
No, the community that you guys built up.
Exactly. You're welcome.
That everybody
welcome.
Is in.
I'm sorry we didn't have a Mongolian throat singer in the socials already.
Well, maybe we can work on that for future. We can
if you later. Sing with your throat maybe in a Mongolian way, please get in touch.
I love it.
So yeah, so because when people submitted things, it was just random. It wasn't in chords or anything like that. It wasn't even in a tune. It was just one note and then sing this note.
Yeah, it was just a series of notes I got them to sing, and then I've just kind of cut things up and made that with it.
So hopefully this will be as a pleasant surprise to them as it is.
Yeah, and everybody, I am 90% sure that every single person who submitted audio is in there somewhere.
Right. I love that so much. I love it so much. What a wonderful pair of, what a wonderful quadrant of hands. How do you say pair bit for two people? What a wonderful pair of hands. What a wonderful pair of hands the VO Social is in. Yeah. You guys are the best. The best.
Aww. Thanks, guys.
Right. Nick, I think we can just...
Go?
I think we should just leave you to it. You guys have got this covered.
Got it.
Thank you so much for everything.
We believe in you.
Thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Yeah,
see
you.
You're the best. The best.
Bye.
I can't believe it. It's so good. So good.
Isn't it quiet now they've gone?
It's really odd. It feels strange, Rob. I'm not sure I like it.
The room feels very empty.
It does feel very empty. Well, they're quite a big presence, Nick and Leah, together, aren't they?
They are a phenomenally big presence. And I think we have to, before we go any further, just pay credit to everything they've achieved over the last 8 years.
8 years.
Eight years. 8 years since that first VO Social in Manchester in 2015. In fact, for anybody doing the maths, it's 8.5 years before anyone goes 2015 and 2024 makes 9 years. It's 8.5. So, yes, I think what they've achieved in everything that they've done with the VO Social is just quite amazing. From that position of them having moved to Manchester and just needing to meet people and having built up this huge international community, just because they were feeling a little bit lonely in their new city.
But surely that's the best reason to make a community and to try and build one, isn't it? I mean, evidently, they're not the only ones that felt a bit lost and alone. I mean, we all do when we work from home all the time, and it's one of the things that I adore most about the socials, is just getting to see people in real form, actual humans. It's so lovely. It's always such a good energy boost, and I love it. Oh, I can't thank them enough for what they've done. So, Nick and Leah, we shall raise many, many pints to you and your wonderful community, what you have built.
Yes, and if you, as the listeners of the VO Social podcast, ever run into them, give them a big hug and say to them, thank you for everything that you've done, because I'm sure they will absolutely love that.
Oh, absolutely. You don't need to warn them about the hug as well. Just jump on them. Just grab them
from
behind.
Yeah, don't jump on them from behind.
So, I mean, really, what we have to remember is nobody knows really who the hell we are, Rob. Who are you?
Okay. My name is Rob B. I am an audio engineer. I've been a voiceover producer professionally for over 20 years. For the last 10 years, I've been self-employed and I have made a business out of helping voiceovers with their studios, either taking on editing, creating showreels, or kind of doing consultancy work with the studio acoustics, the studio equipment and all that. And also, I am the sole participant, if you like, in the internationally renowned in the UK Studio Tickling Tours.
Nice.
And who are you?
Nice. So I work for BEE also. We help voiceovers to be seen and heard, don't we?
We do. I forgot to mention that bit.
Yeah, well, you know, I do the branding, so... So for anybody that doesn't know, Rob and I are a married couple and we run our business together and we are now running the VoiceOver Social together. My specialities are branding and website design. I have been working as a brand and web designer since the early 2000s, but I've been working with voiceovers. I think my first voiceover client was around 2015, but 6 years ago, pretty much almost to the day when this podcast goes out, we will have been an official business together for 6 years, working with voiceovers and, yeah, helping them make more money, basically. That's what we want.
Business support services is how it officially is.
So next time we do the podcast, our next episode, we're going to go into a little bit about who we are and why we deserve to be here. I think it's only fair that we introduce ourselves properly, but we have got a guest podcast interviewer coming to join us, and they will be asking and posing questions that you feel fit or want to ask us, and they're going to be kind of correlating those. So if you do have any questions at all that you would like to ask us about who we are, what we do, why we think we should be doing the voiceover social. I mean, you can ask us anything, but we might not answer all of them. Depends what gets asked, I suppose.
It depends on time.
Exactly. It depends on time. And, well, there's some topics we might not cover, but we'll see what gets thrown at us. Yeah, so we're going to get them to curate those questions for us. If you have any, send us a WhatsApp, send us a message. Contact details are on the website, thevosocial.com. Or you can message us on the socials or however you want to get in touch.
Yeah, if you want to email us, it's listen@thevosocial.com.
Hopefully some interesting questions to ask.
Which brings us very nicely into the next little topic, and that is, what are our plans for this podcast going forwards?
It's a good question to ask.
First of all, let's just think about what is going to change about the podcast. And the first and biggest thing that is changing is that we are not Nick and Leah.
So we are obviously new hosts. We are going to be, I guess we're going to be changing things a little bit just because we are not them.
Yeah.
One thing we have changed, which some people will have spotted if they've been on the websites and seen around the socials, we have updated our branding. So the visual branding has changed. They have already heard the audio branding that you've done for the podcast. So the new theme tune.
Indeed.
And thank you again to everybody that contributed to that. It still makes me joyous listening to it. I love it.
Yes.
But what also, Rob, what is not going to change, I think, is quite important too.
Yes. What is not going to change about the podcast? We are going to be kind of leading with a feature in the way that Nick and Leah did. We'll have a kind of a focus of thought every month. Next month is we are thinking about ourselves. As well as that, we are going to continue with having the news from Equity. We're not going to have that for a couple of months' time, but we will be bringing you news from Equity because we think that is such an important thing that happened.
Absolutely.
With the VO Social podcasting, you know, helping us all kind of keep up to speed with what Equity are up to and what the industry is kind of doing.
And thank you to Equity for being willing to keep continuing that relationship with us as well. It's very generous of them.
And also, we are going to be keeping the panic room, although we are not going to be able to focus on the things that Nick was focusing on in the panic room because we have different areas of expertise.
Please do not ask me about vocal health because I know nothing.
Yes. And the other thing we're going to be doing is we're going to be giving the socials, the in-person socials, a little bit more of a push. So when we get to the end of the episode, there will be some credits with my lovely theme music playing. And in the middle of that, there will be kind of a list of the socials which are coming up in sort of the next month before the next podcast is released. But what about those in-person socials? Are they changing? Are they going to stay the same?
So the local voiceover socials will stay pretty much the same. We want people to attend. We would like them to be a bit more publicised so that people know about them. They will remain free to attend for everybody. They always have been and they always will be free to attend. However, there is one in-person event that we are going to start, which is quite exciting, which is going to be the Great Big Voiceover Social.
Yeah, so we are planning an event which will be the Great Big VO Social, and we are planning it to take place in January next year. That's January 2025. It will be towards the end of the month so that Christmas and all that is out of the way. It will be a big national / international get together of voiceovers. It will take place in Manchester in the UK, and we are going to have to charge for that because we're going to have to hire a venue and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
But we are very, very keen to keep the costs of that as absolutely minimal as possible so that as many people can kind of come. So we've got a few little plans in mind which we won't kind of go into now, just to kind of minimise the costs. and just try and get as many people together as possible. So obviously we will be plugging that on the socials and no doubt through the podcast in the up and coming months. So keep your eyes and ears out, and you'll find out more about the big VO social when we know more.
Hey, that's exciting. I'm really looking forward to that. What is the collective term for a herd of voiceovers?
A disturbance.
Disturbance. But there will be one of those happening in Manchester at the end of January. It's very, very exciting. The other thing that we want to do, obviously, is encourage more local socials. And these do not, as we now know by the, setting up the Berlin one, they do not have to be just in the UK. So if you have a group of voiceovers that you want to get together, or you're just annoyed that you can't reach any of the already happening voiceover socials because they're too far, then get in touch and we can help support you set a local group up, and we can help promote it and find some other lovely voiceovers to attend these socials, which would be very exciting. We could not do it without the people running the local socials, and we can't thank them enough, quite frankly.
And the other thing to say, just on what's happening in the in-person socials, is that anybody who does kind of know our business from the last few years will know that we already do have an online social that we host every month.
We do.
On the third Friday of the month, we host a Zoom social, which we call the Pint and Rabbit. And that starts at 5 p.m. British time, whether it's GMT or BST, it's always 5 p.m. And that goes on for 3 hours, 3 hours plus. And yeah, we are opening that up to VO socialites as well.
We started off the Pint and Rabbit during lockdown, didn't we? It was back in
2020.
So that's getting on a little bit as well, which is quite exciting. But yes, I do love the chance to chat to people. We've got a lovely community online that join us monthly. People pop in for either a quick 20 minutes, or you can join us for the whole thing. It's all very, very relaxed, very low key. We have people popping in from around the UK, around Europe, Canada, America. We've even had someone regularly join us from Australia, which is crazy considering the time of day they're getting up. But there we go. You're all welcome. And it would be amazing to see you at our social as well.
More details about the Pint and Rabbit will be in the newsletter, which you can also sign up to by emailing us at listen@thevosocial.com.
Or pop along to the website. It's on the website too. So the newsletter is on the website, and all the socials are always listed on there as well. So I think for our first episode, we should probably shut up and disappear and say thank you to everybody for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure. A reminder to anybody that wants to send in a question to either of us, both of us, about who we are and what we do or what we think about things, then email them in, message them in, however, and we will get those on next month's podcast.
Yes, next month's podcast will be released on May the 7th, and that will be a little bit more about us and why we think we're good for the VO social.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you very much.
See you soon.
We'll see you soon.
You've been listening to the VoiceOver Social podcast, presented by Leah Marks, Nick Redman, Helen B, and Rob B. Sponsored by BEE.
The next VoiceOver socials that we have coming up are the Pint and Rabbit Virtual Social on Friday the 19th of April, the Belfast Social on Saturday the 11th of May, and the Manchester Social on Saturday the 15th of June.
All audio production by Rob B. Please like, subscribe and leave a review to help more voiceover people find us. And if you want to email us, it's listen@thevosocial.com. See you next month.
The VoiceOver Social.